Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for Shrimp on Deck, featuring interviews from inside the clubhouse, scores from around the International League, Miami Marlins organization, and a preview of today's game. Now, here's your host, Matt Davis. Good morning, and happy Tuesday from Memphis, Tennessee. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp back at it once again against the Memphis Redbirds. These two teams last saw each other back in April of 2024, in which the Jumbo Shrimp took 4 out of 6. We're going to take a quick pause, but the Jumbo Shrimp looking to win their second game in a row after a series split against the Indianapolis Indians last week. The Jumbo Shrimp now 31-38 on the season. But we'll pause for the national anthem, which is up next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter, X. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
A beautiful rendition of our nation's national anthem, and we are that much closer to first pitch between the Redbirds and the Jumbo Shrimp. Jacksonville comes in a series split against the Indianapolis Indians, while on the other side, the Memphis Redbirds. They just had a series on the road against the Norfolk Tides, in which they also had a series split. It was Memphis taking the Sunday finale by 6-1. They fell in back-to-back games on Friday and Saturday, but the Redbirds come in a little bit better shape than Jacksonville. They're 36-33 on the year, while the Jumbo Shrimp come in 31-38. But the Jumbo Shrimp, again, they're winners of their last series here at AutoZone Park against the Redbirds, a 4-2 series win, and had some pretty good success against the Redbirds in the International League since 2021, Jacksonville 36-17 against the Redbirds. Well, the team's looking, Jacksonville looking to continue to have good success, and they'll do it with their starter, Ryan Hoeing, who will be making a rehab assignment start today. It'll be Nick Riquet, good lefty on the mound for Memphis. He's 0-2 with a 5.19 ERA. Hoeing has made one relief appearance this season so far. It was a relief outing against the Gwinnett Stripers, in which Jacksonville fell 4-3. That was a handful of weeks ago. Jumbo Shrimp, again, looking for a good start today against the Memphis Redbirds. Take a look around the International League coming up next, but as we take a quick look at what happened the last time out, a 5-0 blanking of the Indians. That was back on Sunday. That was Kyle Tyler continuing his great week. Not only did he have back-to-back scoreless outings, but he's currently on a 19-inning scoreless streak. And we will see him later on this week on the hill for Jacksonville. Tristan Gray homered in the sixth inning against Indianapolis on Sunday, but it was the Jumbo Shrimp blanking the Indians through all nine innings. The Jumbo Shrimp were blanked through the first three. They played at their first runs of the fourth inning. It was Jonah Bryan leading off with a single. Two batters later, Troy Johnston walked, and he was then went to second on a single by Banfield that scored Bryan from second for a 1-0 advantage. Tristan Gray then came up. He knocked a base hit. That scored Johnston from second, and a wild throw from the center fielder, Gilberto Celestino, that hit Johnston on the left ear flap. Then the ball rolled towards the first base dugout. That allowed Banfield to score behind Johnston. That was the initial 3-0 lead for Jacksonville. They added one more in the sixth on that Tristan Gray big fly, and then a run in the bottom of the eighth. It was Banfield singling. Gray was walked. Costas was hit by a pitch. Two batters later, Javier Sanoja knocked an RBI single. That pushed the advantage to a 5-run lead, and that's all they needed. The Jumbo Shrimp cruised to a 5-0 blanking. Jacksonville only needed two pitchers. It was Tyler throwing seven scoreless with six strikeouts. Both seven innings and six strikeouts were a season high for him, and the Warbird Arias threw a perfect final two innings. Six up, six down. He struck out three, and he gave Jacksonville the much-needed good ending to that series. A 3-3 split. It's the Jacksonville second series tie of the year. Currently in the overall series, Jumbo Shrimp, five series wins, five series losses, and two ties. They've been swept once. That was against the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Railriders. Today, they look for a good start against the Redbirds from Memphis, Tennessee. We'll have more with Shrimp on Deck next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter, X. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Thank you, AutoZone Park, the final segment of Shrimp Wrap as we take a look at what else is going on around the internationally. This is the early game. Omaha and Louisville also, they're in action in a couple of minutes. Memphis and Jacksonville from AutoZone Park at 105 Eastern. Later on tonight, 6:35 Eastern, first pitch between Scranton-Wilkes-Barre and Buffalo. They're playing at PNC Field in Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Syracuse hosting Rochester at 6:35 from NBT Bank Stadium in Syracuse. At 6:45 Eastern, it's Worcester hosting Columbus. 7:04 start between Charlotte and Gwinnett from the Queen City. At 7:05, it's Indianapolis hosting Iowa and Lehigh Valley hosting Norfolk. At 7:35, it's Nashville hosting Durham. And later on tonight at 8:07 Eastern, it's St. Paul hosting Toledo. Everything around the IL, the Marlins organization top to bottom. Marlins are hosting the Cardinals later on tonight at 6:10 Eastern. Triple A Jacksonville, they have a start here at 105 Eastern with the Memphis Redbirds in Memphis. Double A Pensacola, they're hosting Chattanooga in Pensacola at 7:05 Eastern. High A Beloit hosting Lansing at 7:35. Elsewhere, Jupiter, they're hosting Clearwater at 6:30. FCL Marlins, they're in action right now. They lead on the road against the FCL Astros 2-1 in the top of the fourth. And both DSL Miami and DSL Marlins. They are in action as well. Tied at 5 in the top of the 6 between DSL Miami and DSL Tigers 2. DSL Tigers 1. They're being shut out by DSL Marlins at 6-0, heading to the 5th inning. This has been Shrimp on Deck and much more. The first pitch coming up next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIX.
Over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is on the air. High fly ball to right, pretty deep. Encarnacio back at the wall, leaps, and he took it back. Gerard Encarnacio grabs a home run. Meyer swings, hits it high in the air to center. Back is Wall, looking, goodbye. What an offensive day for Dane Myers. 4 for 4.
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins.
Liner in the air to center, comes in. Chavez scores a third, and now the ball gets by Harrison all the way to the warning track. Edwards comes in to score, and a home score.
Hello.
Sanchez swings. It's a drive out to right center. Jazz Chisholm Jr. on the run. Lays out and makes the catch. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. David Smelter strikes out Hackenberg. And there is the first no-hitter in the Jumbo Shrimp's history.
Now let's go live to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Scott Clifford.
From AutoZone Park in Memphis, Tennessee, it's the first of 6 between Jacksonville and the Memphis Redbirds. Hello, everybody, from AutoZone Park, Matt Davis along with you. And we've got some really great stuff in store as the Jumbo Shrimp look to make it 2 in a row after their Sunday 5-0 win against the Indianapolis Indians. The Jumbo Shrimp look to make it 2 in a row against the Redbirds. Today they'll send right-hander Brian Hulling to the mound. He'll match up against left-hander Nick Riquet. And here's the lineup that Riquet will face as written up by manager Darren Brown. Javier Sanoja leads off at short. Victor Mesa Jr. bats second in center. The DH is Jonah Bride batting third. Griffin Conine in the fourth spot playing right field. The first baseman Troy Johnston hitting fifth. Sixth spot will Banfield doing the catching. First pitch to Sanoja. He squares to bunt. It goes foul near the first base dugout. And we're underway at 12:08 Central Time, 1:08. You're listening back home in Jacksonville. Batting seventh, playing third is Tristan Gray. Jonathan Davis in left hitting eighth. And Jonathan Guzman, the second baseman, will bat ninth. Order one more time for Jacksonville. Sanoja, Mesa Jr., Bride, Kona, Johnston, Banfield, Gray, Davis, and Guzman. Riquet, 0-2 with a 5.19 ERA. His 0-1 is a breaking ball that stays upstairs. And the count is even, 1-1 against Jacksonville. Comes in tied for 15, 17 games back. They're 31-38 on the year. Riquet, left-handers, 1-1 home, so Sanoja takes. That fastball misses outside. And it's 2 balls and a strike. Defensively for the Redbirds, it's Riquet on the hill, a tall lefty. Nick Raposo doing the catching. The 2-1. Sanoja swings, smacks that ball foul straight back to the netting behind home plate, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. First to third, Lucan Baker, Cesar Prieto, and Nick Dunn. The shortstop, Thomas Sejasi, left to right in the outfield, Matt Kaperniak, Victor Scott the second, and Jordan Walker, the 2-2. Breaking ball cut on and ripped again. Foul straight back to the screen. And we'll do the 2-2 pitch once again. We are scoreless here in the top of the first. Very cloudy, overcast day here in Memphis. Flew in yesterday. landed at about 6 o'clock Eastern time through what was a bad thunderstorm, 2-2 pinch, a breaking ball cut on, and again, and off the catcher Raposo went back to the backstop, and we'll do the 2-2 pitch once again. So it's been rainy since the team arrived, and it was thunderstorms late yesterday. It was thunderstorming on the drive into the hotel, raining all morning. The 2-2 again, smacked in the air over the netting behind home plate, and into the second deck, mezzanine level. And Sanoha battling early with Riquet. It's the seventh pitch so far. And Riquet 0-2 with a 5.19 earned run average. The pitch, breaking ball, fouled again to the top of the screen behind home plate. That's the eighth pitch of the at-bat. And Javier Sanoha is not breaking. Again, it's Raposo doing the catching for Memphis. First to third, Baker, Prieto, Dunn. So JC at short. Left to right in the outfield, Kopierniak, Scott, and Walker. The 2-2. Fastball cut on, ripped down the left field line, but it's foul. Boy, oh boy, Javier Sanoha. Eight pitches this at-bat, and it's the first one of the game. He's hitting .319. Two home runs, 26 runs batted in on the year. 2-2 again. Fastball swing and a bouncing ball rolled to second. Prieto fields. He's up and throws to Baker at first. And we have the first out of the game. It took nine pitches. A 4-3 ground out brings up Victor Mesa Jr. Really decent crowd on hand today. It's the Summer Education Day equivalent. It is their camp day here in Memphis. So first pitch to Mesa, and the lefty swings and misses. And a cutter up and in. It's 0-1. So there are young school-age children from all different camps as opposed to schools here. There's a 12:05 Central Time start, 1:05 back home in Jenks. Jumbo Shrimp will have their own version of that next Wednesday, the 26th, Big Splash Day. 0-1. Mesa swings. It's a splitter background ball to the right side. Prieto to his right. Fields quick throw to first. And there's back-to-back ground outs to the second baseman, Prieto, for two outs in the top of the first. And that'll bring up Jonah Brown. You can hear the kids making some noise, making their presence felt here at AutoZone Park. Jacksonville wearing their dark navy blue bold city jersey. Riquet's pitch. Ryan swings, hammers a line drive hit right at the shortstop. So JC fields it even with his shoulder on the left side. And that retires the sign. So nothing doing for Jacksonville in their half of the first. No runs, no hits, and nobody left. To the bottom of the first we go. Scoreless in Memphis on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans. Are you ready for a home run in your financial game? At EverBank, we're serious about making sure your hard-earned money goes the distance. Open an EverBank Performance Savings account and score serious savings. See what you could earn at EverBank.com. EverBank. Advantage you. EverBank is a member of the FDIC and is a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting five military appreciation nights throughout the 2024 season on April 21st, May 30th, July 1st, August 4th, and September 19th. Active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or on the day of the game. In addition, for every home game at 1-1 Financial Ballpark, the Jumbo Shrimp offer active military and veterans $7 field reserve tickets and $10 dugout reserve tickets. Tickets must be purchased in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp baseball.
Bottom of the first here in downtown Memphis, Tennessee. The Jumbo Shrimp and the Redbirds, game one of the six-game set. Brian Hoeing on the hill for Jacksonville. He's back in a rehab assignment capacity presented by H2 Health. They'll face a really good order written up by manager Ben Johnson of the Redbirds. It's Victor Scott II leading off in center. He's followed by Jordan Walker in right. Wilson Contreras rehabbing from St. Louis. He is the DH today. Batting fourth and playing left is Matt Koferniak. Lucan Baker in the five spot playing first. Cesar Prieto, the second baseman, hitting sixth. First pitch, and Scott swings. It's a high hopper to first. Johnston fields on two bounces. Quick race to the bag, but he beats Scott the second, booking it down the first baseline by half a step. And it's a three unassisted for out number one. Thomas Ajayi at short. He'll bat seventh. Nick Dunn, the third baseman, bats eighth. And Nick Raposo, the catcher, he bats ninth for the Redbirds. So it's Scott, Walker, Contreras, Koferniak, Baker, Prieto, Sajacy, Dunn, and Raposo. Cool here, 83 degrees, very cloudy, it's very overcast. And the first pitch to Walker, the Ratty takes a fastball down and away. On the corner, it's no balls and one strike. And Hoeing on the first base side of the mound, the 0-1, misses high and away. That's a sinker, and it's one ball and one strike. One ball, one strike, one out. The pitch to Walker. The righty takes a breaking ball down and away. Ball two. Defensively, Jacksonville Banfield doing the catching. First to third, Troy Johnston, Jonathan Guzman, the 2-1. Walker swings, hard grounder hit to Gray at third. He takes it on two hops. Good throw to first and a great stretch by Johnston to avoid an errant throw for out number two. Johnston at first, Guzman at second, Tristan Gray at third, Javier Sanoja at short. Left to right in the outfield is Jonathan Davis, Victor Mesa Jr., and Griffin Conine. Now Wilson Contreras digs into the box, a major league rehabber from St. Louis. First action with the Redbirds this season. Again, he's on a rehab assignment. Righty righty, the first pitch from Hoeing is a good fastball catch in the middle of the plate for a strike. It's nothing and one. In Jacksonville, navy blue Bold City jerseys, white Bold City written out across the chest with blue waves. Red number on the front, white number, red trim on the back, no name. The pitch is hit on the ground to short. Sanoja goes in to his right, fields good throw to first and a stretch by Johnston. He came off the bag. So Johnston tried to make a great stretch. I think his left foot might have barely come off the bag. And Contreras beats out the play. So we'll see how that one is scored. So Contreras was not throwing, running all that hard down the line. Noha made a quick throw. That'll bring up Matt Koferniak. They do rule it an error, the pitch. Koferniak, the lefty, takes a sinker outside for ball one. So that will go down as an E6. Field and outfield straight away for the lefty, Koferniak, the pitch. He swings. It's a frozen rope over the head of Guzman. That's down into right center. Contreras around second. Slips a little, but keeps his footing. And he's into third safely without a throw. So back-to-back base runners for the Redbirds, and they have something cooking early in the first. The first hit of the day goes to the Redbirds and Matt Koferniak. So runners at the corners now with two outs for Lucan Baker. Tall righty from Texas digs in. Baker hitting himself 16 home runs so far, a .232 average, 45 runs driven in. That's with an open stance on the right side, the first pitch. And he lays off. A sinker called a strike down and away. It's 0-1. Go along with those navy Bold City jerseys for Jacksonville. They have their navy ball caps with the Jacksonville J logo. Gray pants with a red and blue stripe down the sides of both legs. And the 0-1 is a breaking ball missing outside from Hoeing. It's 1-1. For the Redbirds, they have red jerseys. Solid white lines coming up through the chest, breaking at either side of the collarbone. White Memphis written out across the chest, no number on the front. Pitch, 1-1, fastball misses downstairs to Baker. And it's 2-1. Memphis written out in almost 3D bold letters with some lines on the inside.
horizontal line. It's the 2-1. Breaking ball, taken down and outside, and it's 3-1 to Baker. No numbers on the front, numbers on the back, though. It's a 3D number with almost like a bubble number. They have the 4 written out several times, one on the outside, then several on the inside to make layers. The 3-1 sinker missed inside to Baker, and the bases are loaded. So a walk to Lucan Baker. Kopierniak goes up to second. And now Brian Hoeing's in some early trouble. They do have white hats with one solid line going on every side of the hat. One down the middle. One diagonal. Almost like it's going to like a clock. First pitch to Prieto, the lefty, takes a fastball high and away. Ball one. They have an old school Redbird logo on the front with a red brim. It's a white ball cap and one pinstripe. Down six sides. 1-0 pitch. Catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Bases loaded, two outs. Started with a throwing error on Sanoja to Contreras, and the inning kind of spiraled from there, the 1-1. Swing by Prieto, and a ground ball rolled towards the first base dugout. It's 1-2. Brian Hoeing trying to get out of a little bit of a jam here. He's got runners on every base. Contreras at third, reached on an error. Kopierniak then single. Contreras went first to third, and Baker just walked. 1-2. Swing, high, soft hopper, hit to first. Johnson takes it on a short hop, fields it above his cap, flips underhand to Hoeing, and he dropped it on the bag. Now the runners are in a rundown because Sanoja to throw home. That's in time. So a crazy inning finally ends. A run does score. Prieto reaches on an E1. Contreras scores on the play as the first run of the game. Kopierniak went second to third. Baker went to first to second, and then in a rundown, Matt Kopierniak tried to break from home. That throw went 1-6-2, and that retired the Sun. So one run scores on one hit in the inning, two errors. And after Kopierniak thrown out, two runners were left on base. It's an early lead for Memphis. They take a one-zip lead to the second inning on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage, proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
The Tri-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Tri-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game. It is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Tri-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store.
You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
First pitch at the top of the second to Griffin Conine. Caught the outside corner at the knees for a strike. And it's nothing and one on Griffin. The infield and the outfield is playing him to pull the first. The second pitch is a swing and a miss. Cutter down and away on the corner. So it's nothing and two on Conine. He comes in hitting .278 for the Jumbo Shrimp. 14 homers, 39 runs batted in. Riquet's 0-2. Conine waves and misses. Cutter on the outside corner for strike three, and there's out number one. Conine down on strikes. That's four straight retired for Riquet. Now that'll bring up Troy Johnston. Johnston, a 254 average. Lefty-lefty, the first offering's a swing and a miss. A sinker down below the knees, but Johnston chased. It's 0-1. Troy, in his last 20 games, he's 21 for 72. Almost hitting 300 in that span. He's bumped his average up from the low twos to 254 now. Okay, ready at the belt, the 0-1. Johnston swings. It's a hard ground ball foul down the first baseline. It's 0-2. It's starting to get a little humid here in Memphis. And there's rain threat all day, but doesn't show it in the forecast. Just showed cloudy today, cloudy tomorrow, then partly cloudy through the rest of the series. Temperature gets hotter and hotter. It should be in the upper 90s by the weekend. The 0-2, Johnston chases, whiffing at a breaking ball way down and outside. And there's back-to-back strikeouts for Rakane. Two outs in the second, he's got two punch-outs. Just to tell you how actually hot and humid it is, it's 72% humidity outside. 83 degrees, the real feel is 89. So it's quite a steamy day down on the ball field. Well, Banfield steps in, the first pitch. Takes a fastball high and away. It's 1-0. So Banfield, 3-for-4 on Sunday with an RBI. He scored twice. That was fresh off of an 0-for-36 streak. Hitless in 10 games, the 1-0. Breaking ball stays high and away to Banfield. It's two balls and no strikes. So he's seen the ball rather well lately. Way to battle back from an 0-for-36 outing, or stretch, I should say. 2-0, Banfield swings, pops that ball up right side, down by the tarp, and it's out of play, and it's 2-1. 1-0 lead for the Redbirds. Got a run on an error with two outs, the bottom of the first on the same play. Kaperniak was thrown out at home trying to score. That ended the inning, but a run did score first. The 2-1, Banfield swings. It's a grounder to third, and it bounces just foul. So it's 2-2 on Banfield. Cutter up and in on the letters, and Banfield able to fight it off, stay alive. Two ball, two strike count on Banfield. He's hitting 208, four homers, 18 runs batted in. And blowing right to left, as it usually does here on the Jumbo Shrimp Show. Really good power at AutoZone Park. Since 2021, their inaugural season back in the International League, the 2-2. Banfield swings and misses, chasing a breaking ball in the dirt. And Nick Riquet, three strikeouts. He sent down the first six batters he's faced in the Jumbo Shrimp order. Since 2021, the Jumbo Shrimp have hit in their total. They've hit the third most home runs on the road here at AutoZone Park. We'll tell you more about that later on. It's a three up, three down, second inning for Jacksonville. That brings us to the bottom of the second inning next, with Memphis leading one zip on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around the Village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd with the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news and updates on the organization, learn about special promotions, and view unique content from the team. Click that follow button at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Join ViStar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and ViStar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's ViStar Good is Everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark. You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Bottom of the second inning here in downtown Memphis, Tennessee. Thomas Ajayi, Nick Dunn, and Nick Raposo. That's the duo for the Redbirds. They lead 1-0. Juante Bayozo now in, so Brian Hoeing's one inning of rehab work is done. The first pitch is a fastball upstairs at the letters for a strike. He's now the in one on Ajayi. He's hitting .230 with Memphis, 8 homers, 33 runs batted in. Yozo's 0-1, so JC swings to the fastball high above the letters. And it's quickly nothing and two. The former Louisville Cardinal Brian Hoeing goes one inning, one unearned run on one hit, one walk. The 0-2 to JC. Fastball cut on, hit in the air, foul behind the plate, and it goes out of the ballpark. But it's nothing and two. It's 1-0 Memphis on one hit. Jacksonville. So crisp to start off on this afternoon day of baseball. Two errors. First two innings. The 0-2 again. Breaking ball caught on and missed. Down and away. So Jacy goes down on strikes. A beautiful curveball from Valente Bayozo. And there's the first out of the inning. So that'll bring up Nick Dunn. Last time Jacksonville traveled here in late April, Dunn had a walk-off home run against Jacksonville. First pitch to the lefty, and it's a fastball called a strike upstairs. Center of the plate, it's nothing and one. Dunn, a .341 hitter, four homers, 14 runs batted in. Not a guy that might hit for a lot of power, but he's got a great batting average, the 0-1. He takes another letter-high fastball. This time it's on the outside corner for a strike. And it's 0-2. This guy's going to hit for a good average. He's going to get hits with runners in scoring position. He's going to extend innings. Why he's sitting at the bottom of the order to push it to the top if needed, the 0-2. Breaking ball swung on and looped in the air. Shallow left. Davis racing in. It's going to fall in front of him and Tristan Gray. So a high flare hit by Dunn. He just reached out and put wood on it to loft it into shallow left. And that'll bring up the catcher, Raposo. So a one-out base knock for Dunn, and that brings up Raposo. Slow start to the season for Raposo. Now in the third month of the season, he's hitting below .200. .180, five homers, 20 runs batted in. Jacksonville shifting to double play depth. Righty-righty matchup. Yozo kick in the first offering is a pitch hit in the air. In the infield right side, Guzman camps under it. Now shifts over to his left. Two steps, makes the catch. There's out number two. They'll bring up Victor Scott the second with two outs in the bottom of the second inning. A 1-0 lead for the Redbirds. Jacksonville, a 679 winning percentage, 36 wins in 53 contests. Two outs, man on first, 1-0 game, Bayozo the righty. First base side of the mound is first offering. Scott swings high, hopper up the middle, gloved by Sanoha. The first base side of second throws to first, and that retires the sign. So a good inning of work for Valente Bayozo. No runs, a hit, and one man left. So the first zero put up on the board for the Redbirds. And now it's the Jumbo Shrimp's turn to go back to work with the bats in the top of the third up next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
K kids can feel like the pros for each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite families onto the field for a pregame catch, and after the final out is recorded, kids get to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days, presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Every Saturday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark means you can be going home with something special. The first 2,000 fans through the gates each Saturday receive an awesome Jumbo Shrimp themed giveaway. From t-shirts, socks, and hoodies, to bobbleheads, beach blankets, backpacks, mugs, and more, the Jumbo Shrimp Saturday giveaway lineup features something for everyone. For tickets and to see the next giveaway on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, please visit jackshrimp.com.
It's time for more Jumbo Shrimp baseball.
Bottom third of the order, Tristan Gray, Jonathan Davis, and Jonathan Guzman. Start off for the Jumbo Shrimp. They trail 1-0. Nick Riquet out, his third inning of work. First pitch. And the lefty Tristan Gray takes a cutter upstairs on the outside corner at the letters. It's 0-1. One run, two hits, no errors for the Redbirds in the top of the third inning. No runs, no hits, two errors for Jacksonville. No base runners yet. Six up, six down for Riquet, the 0-1. Gray swings and misses. Made on a cutter down and outside on the corner, though. That's 0-2. A lot of credit to Riquet. He's really hitting his spots against Jacksonville. Riquet originally selected third round in 2017 by the Nationals out of the College of William and Mary. Went to high school at State College High School. The 0-2. Breaking ball swung on and hit in the air. Shallow left. Kaperniak racing in. It's Dunn and Sajacy out, and it's Nick Dunn, the third baseman, reaching up into foul territory well down the left field line, making the catch, and there's out number one. That'll bring up Jonathan Davis. Jonathan Davis, a 217 hitter, up for the first time in the Rhine. He swings and misses. Laid on a sinker down the middle for a strike. It's 0-1. So Nick Riquet had an interesting career. He actually played one season at North Carolina. The 0-1 sinker catches the bottom of the zone down the middle at the knees for a strike. It's quickly nothing in two. 0-2. Davis swings at a breaking ball, hits it on the ground, two hops to Dunn at third. Goes back a step, fires from deep in the hole, and he gets Jonathan Davis by a couple of steps, and there's two outs in the inning. So 8-up, 8-down for Jacksonville. That'll bring up Jonathan Guzman, sitting 171 for Jacksonville. Made 12 relief appearances for the Tar Heels back in 2015. 1-0, a 1.42 ERA. First pitch, Guzman swings, a sharp grounder up the middle, gloved by Sajacy, shuffles twice to his left, fires to first, and that ends the inning. So nine straight retired for Nick Riquet. Nothing doing for the Jumbo Shrimp through the first three. We go to the bottom of the third inning, a 1-0 advantage for the Redbirds on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan.
When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241, Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, discounts on parking passes and merchandise, a personal sales representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com.
You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Back at AutoZone Park. Bottom of the third inning. It's 1-0 Memphis. They got the first run of the game. A couple of errors in the bottom of the first inning. But that's been all the offense they have been able to mount. Jacksonville pitching. Valente Bellozzo out for his second inning of work. After Brian Hoeing went one inning, allowed one unearned run on one hit. A pitch to Jordan Walker leading off the inning. There's a fastball outside for ball one. One oh count. Pitch to Walker. Swings and lasers that ball to line back foul. To the backstop. That'll make it 1-1. Field and outfield straightaway. Yozo from the Y. First base side of the mound. The 1-1. Walker swings. Out in the air, foul right side on top of the overhang of the right side of the ballpark, and it's going to roll back down to a couple of seats. A lot of campers are sitting. It is camp day here at AutoZone Park. Now Walker signals for time. Walker bats a tall open stance, left heel in the air. That plays across the right shoulder. It circles behind his red helmet. The 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball swung on and laser foul down the left field line. We'll do the 1-2 pitch again. It's 1-0 on two hits for the Redbirds. Leozo out of the line. The 1-2 again. Breaking ball smothered in the dirt by the catcher, Banfield. It evens the count. Walker was able to lay off. A two-ball, two-strike count on Walker. Bellozzo begins the windup again. The pitch. Breaking ball swung on. Hit in the shallow air in right center. Conine racing in. Still coming in as Tarica makes the catch at his chest. And there's out number one. Great play by Conine. Read it great all the way and had to really hustle in. He was playing back into right field. For good reason, Walker has a big power bat. Now that's going to bring up Wilson Contreras. Contreras 0 for 1. He reached on a throwing error his last time. Righty-righty matchup. Valente Bellozzo's first pitch is hung on and smacked to the top of the screen behind home plate. Foul by Wilson Contreras. Bellozzo ready. Puts the hands across from his face. Now drops them to their waist. The pitch. Fastball misses upstairs to Contreras this time. It's one ball and a strike. Wilson Contreras, and an unbelievable career. The Chicago Cubs. And the 1-1 pitch to him is fastball missing outside. Ball two. Yozo's 2-1 offering to the DH. He swings, pops it up foul behind the plate, and it goes out of play. From the windup again, the 2-2. Contreras swings, smacks a line drive out of the reach of Johnston to right field. Base hit. Rodon tosses it in. And Contreras on base the second time today. He's 1-for-2. Contreras originally was signed as a third baseman. 2009 by the Cubs organization. First pitch to Kapernia. It's 1-for-1 today. He takes a fastball downstairs. It's 1-0. It's 1-0 Redbirds. They have one out. Contreras on first. Well, Contreras originally signed as a third baseman in the Cubs organization. The pitch. Cut on and missed. Change up downstairs at the knees. It's even 1-1. Played third base until 2013. The pitch swung on and missed. Change up down and away. And it's 1-2. In 2009 and 10, Wilson Contreras played with the Dominican Summer League Cubs. Team 2, the pitch. Kaepernick swings. A ground ball hit to second. Guzman fields quick turn at second. On to first, the relay from Sanoja is late. And Kaepernick reaches on a 4-6 fielder's choice. Two outs in the inning. Jacksonville does get the lead runner, Wilson Contreras, at second. And that's going to bring up Lucan Baker. 2011 and 12. Contreras played for the Northwest League. Single A short season. The Boise Hawks. Played third base for them as well. The pitch to Baker. Swings hard, fouls it straight back to the screen. It's 0-1. Made his full season debut in 2013 with Kane County. That was in the Midwest League. Then the Daytona Tortugas. The pitch to Baker. 0-1 fastball missed upstairs. That time, they were not known as the Tortugas, which they are now. They were known as the Daytona Cubs in the Florida State League. It's the high-A affiliate of Chicago. The 1-1. Speed pitch misses down and away to Baker. It's 2-1. Played with the Smokies in 2015, the Iowa Cubs in 16. A couple of rehab appearances in 19 and 21. The 2-1, Baker swings, it's a high hopper to short. Sanoja charges infields and lobs it on to first, and that'll retire the side. A 6-3 ground out and nothing doing for the Redbirds. No runs, one hit, and one man left in the third inning for the Redbirds. Brings us to the fourth inning, still a 1-0 lead for Memphis on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both and an attorney will personally meet with you. I'm John Phelps. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
Where else would you rather blast off your weekend? Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday night fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday night lights with $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beer in the craft gate for every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be ring red on Redshirt Friday and also encourage the fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off your ticket at the Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Well, the Camp Day children serenading one another with Let It Go, Frozen soundtrack, Let It Go. Javier Sanoja leads off the Jacksonville half of the fourth inning, and the first pitch from Rakay. Backdoor cutter on the outside corner called a strike. And so in one. Memphis leads 1-0. Run in the first on an error. The 0-1, Sanoja swings. A bouncing ball rolled to second. Prieto shades over to his left, fields up, and throws to first. He's out number one. So that's now 10 men sent down in a row by Nick Rakay, and firing on all cylinders. Jacksonville has no answer for him right now. They've been retired 10 straight. I'm going to bring up Victor Mesa Jr. 1-0 lead. Top of the fourth inning and one out. Mesa grounded out to the second baseman Prieto. He takes a first pitch fastball upstairs and inside. 1-1. Jacksonville 17-13 this season on the road. The 1-0. Fastball way up and in. Mesa backs out of the way. He asked the home plate umpire if it hit him. Anthony Perez, the home plate umpire today, calling the balls and strikes. Dylan Bradley at first, Dion Griffin at third. 2-0 pitch to Mesa. Takes a breaking ball over the middle for a strike. At the knees, it's 2-1. Jumbo Shrimp are faring a lot better, not only record-wise on the road, the 2-1. Fastball cut on and missed. That cutter was buried down and away. It's 2-2. They're averaging 3.8 runs per game at home, almost 4. On the road, they're averaging upwards of 5 runs per game. The 2-2 to Mesa. Breaking ball reached out and poked foul to the backstop. To the 2-2 again. Well, Mesa trying to battle with Rakay. The 2-2, breaking ball swung on and lifted high to left field. On the run, Kaepernick in the corner reaches up. Did he make the catch? He did. Matt Kaepernick, sprinting to his right, reached up in the corner. He had about a foot of space between, or about 3 feet of space between the line and the wall in the left field corner, and he made a great catch. Made crashing into the wall, but was able to hold on to it. Now there's two outs in the inning, and 11 men have been sent down as Bryant takes a first pitch cutter. Belt high on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Again, Nick Rakay, originally a Nationals farmhand, 28 years old from Pennsylvania, the 0-1. Bryant takes a backdoor cutter at the letters for a strike. It's 0-2. Pitched at UNC, Chapel Hill, and the College of William and Mary. Actually was pitching at William and Mary when he was drafted, third round in 2017. And he's been all over. 0-2, breaking ball taken by Bryant down and outside. It's one ball and two strikes. So he made 12 appearances out of the bullpen for UNC. Pitched in summer league for the Baltimore Redbirds. The Cal Ripken Collegiate League and The lacrosse launchers. The pitch. Brian checks his swing. Did he go? Appeal to first. No swing, says Dylan Bradley. It's 2-2. The breaking ball was down and inside. That was the Northwoods League in 2016. William and Mary in 2017. He was drafted, assigned to short season A of the New York Penn League. The pitch. Bryant cuts and misses. A fastball in the inside corner for strike three. And now 12 Jumbo Shrimp have come to the plate. And 12 have been retired. Four strikeouts for Rakay. And he is on a roll right now. Nothing across for Jacksonville in their half of the fourth. They go to the bottom of the fourth inning. 1-0 Memphis on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around the village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd with the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news and updates on the organization, learn about special promotions, and view unique content from the team. Click that follow button at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Join ViStar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and ViStar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's ViStar. Good is everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
Tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Home half of the fourth inning in Memphis. Cesar Prieto starts things off against Valente Bellozo. And Bellozo's first pitch, fastball taken high and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. It's 1-0 Memphis. In the fourth, the pitch. Bellozo deals a fastball in the outside corner, and it's swung on by Prieto. Hit to left. Throw into second. It's a good one. Diving attempt by Guzman is a little late, and Prieto legs out a diving double. Ball was smacked down the third base line just inside the line. Good job by Davis to get over there quickly and make a great throw, and Guzman a diving attempt. Great swim move by Prieto around the tank. He then touched the corner of second base. That's pointing out to center field. Got around the tag. And stayed on the bag. And he legs out a double. Runner in scoring position right away for Thomas Sejasi. First pitch out of the stretch. Sejasi swings, lines it foul to the backstop. It's 0-1. No balls and one strike on Sejasi. A 1-0 lead for the Redbirds. All in one count. Man at second. Bellozo out of the stretch. Kicking the 0-1. Fastball missing up and in to Sejasi. And it's now 1-1. One pinch swing and a smack high fly ball to right, tailing foul and into the ceiling bowl. One ball, two strike count, the pinch to Sejasi. He lays off a slider outside. Yozo loads up. The 2-2. Fastball a little bit low and inside as well, and it's full 3-2. Three ball, two strike count. Now time called. Yozo set, checks Prieto at second. The 3-2, so JC swings, golfs that ball in the air down the right field line. Foul, Johnston on the run near the tarpon wall, and it's out of play. He digs back into the batter's box. Deep breath by Biyoso. Payoff again. Swing by Sejasi. Little fisted flare to second. Guzman racing in. Makes a basket catch behind the mound. There's out number one. I'll bring up Nick Dunn. First pitch to Dunn, who singled his last time up. He takes a changeup high and outside. It's 1-0. It's a 1-0 lead on four hits for the Redbirds in the bottom of the fourth. Nick Riquet, the pitcher for the Redbirds, hasn't allowed a base runner through 12 batters. The pitch. Off speed again, misses outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Two ball, no strike count to Dunn. The pitch. There's a fastball missing inside. He's gone three balls and no strikes to Nick Dunn. Real count. Pitch to Dunn. Fastball right down the middle. Called a strike. Biyoso battling back. It's 3-1 to Dunn. Singled back in the second inning. Nothing came of it, though. The 3-1. Dunn swings, hits it in the air. Foul, left side, way out of play. That'll merit it to three balls and two strikes. Payoff home. Dunn swings. Bouncing ball hit to short. Sanoha fields. Turns. Goes to third. And they got him. Tag applied by Tristan Gray. Interesting move by Prieto. He books it all the way from second to third. It's a 6-5 fielder's choice. Dunn safe at first. A great job by Sanoha. He made a great field behind the bag at second. Made a quick turn and throw to third. But they get the lead runner once again, and that'll bring up Nick Raposo, the catcher, who's 0-1. Still a 1-0 advantage for the Redbirds. Dunn at first, the pitch. Raposo takes a fastball up and in on the corner for a strike. And the count is 0-1. No one breaking ball misses way down and outside. One ball and a strike. One and one count on Raposo. The pitch. swing, popped up foul right side, out of play down the line. And it's 1-2 on Raposa. Two on the way, swing, and a liner foul to the backstop. Emergency hack at him, reaching for a breaking ball in the outside corner. One ball, two strike count. Yoso is ready. The 1-2 again on the way. Raposo swings, bangs a line drive back up the middle through to center field. That's a base hit. Mesa fields it on a knee. Dunn goes up to second. Raposo his first hit of the afternoon. That'll bring it back to the top of the order for Victor Scott the second. Ball leaked out over the plate. Scott 0 for 2 with a pair of ground outs. The first pitch, off-speed pitch, stays high and away to Scott. One ball, no strike count. It's 1-0 Redbirds. The only run came in the bottom of the first inning. The 1-0. Scott swings and misses. Out in front of a changeup down and inside, and it's 1-1. One and one count. Pitch to Scott. The lefty squares to bunt. It's a good one. Sliding by Beyozo. It squeaks under his glove. And Scott reaches first. A tough play for Beyozo. Only one that could have got there. He went to a slide with the backhand and it just clicked. Left off the top of the pit. Call that one a base hit. Tough play. Now the bases are loaded. Jordan Walker. Now there are two outs in the inning. Walker digs in, bases loaded, two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch from Beyozo. Walker swings, lines that ball to the top of the screen behind home plate. It's 0-1. Bases full of Redbird jerseys. Long pause by Beyozo is 0-1 home to Walker. Fastball called, strike right down the middle, and it's quickly 0-2. One run, six hits, no errors for the Redbirds. No runs, no hits, two errors for the Jumbo Shrimp. They've had 12 come to the plate, and all 12 have been sent down. Ball, two strike count on Walker. Two outs, Beyozo in a jam. The 0-2, fastball swung on and hit in the air to right, tailing foul and out of play. To the 0-2 again. 2-2 again. Walker reaches out, swings, lines that breaking ball foul off the screen next to the first base dugout. It's still 0-2. We'll do it again. Again, Walker swings and pokes it foul, first base side. Oh, 2, breaking ball swung on and missed. Walker reaching for a breaking ball way off the plate outside, can't get it. And Biozzo has his second strikeout, and he works out of a big jam in the fourth inning. No runs, two hits. I should say three hits. And three men left on base. Heading the fifth inning. It's Jacksonville trailing the Redbirds 1-0. And the Jumbo Shrimp Network powered by FIS.
Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WW Gate today at 904-388-2696.
Your best friend in baseball. Does it get any better? Here's something that will make you bark. Forever Vets Canines and Crustaceans Dog Days return to 121 Financial Ballpark in 2024. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friend on April 21st, May 14th, June 12th, July 30th, and September 18th. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. If dogs are not your style, the Jumbo Shrimp will also hold a Purr in the Park Cat Day on May 28th. When cats are admitted to 121 Financial Ballpark for free with the purchase of one ticket by their human companion. Throw your buddy a bone and head to the park. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Back to the park for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
12 up and 12 down. What Jacksonville's been dealing with here as we start the top of the fifth in Memphis. 1-0 Redbirds lead. Riquet's first pitch, lefty-lefty. Conine waves through a middle-of-the-plate sinker for a strike. It's 0-1. Conine, Johnston, and Banfield. Down is 0-1 in the pitch. Conine swings, hits that ball high in the air. Center field, Scott racing back, he's on the track, at the wall, it one hops off the wall. Conine around first, pulls into second, standing with a double, and the perfect game is over for Nick Riquet. A leadoff double for Griffin Conine here in the top of the fourth, or top of the fifth inning. The Jumbo Shrimp are on the board. That'll bring up Johnston. Well, Conine takes a lead at second. Johnston digs in. Struck out swinging in the second frame. Riquet checks second. The lefty kicks and fires first pitch. Johnston swings. Frozen rope hit to Baker. A diving stop takes it to the bag himself. Thought about going to third as Conine was on the move, but probably a good idea for Baker to just get the sure out. And that'll bring up Will Banfield. So Johnston does his job. He moves his teammate 90 feet closer to scoring the tying run. That'll bring up Banfield. Struck out swinging in the second. Infield comes in. Memphis does not want to give up their one-run lead. The pitch. Breaking ball falls over the plate for a strike at the knees to Banfield. It's 0-1. Banfield came into this game 3 for his last 39, the 0-1. swings and hits a bouncing ball into the third base dugout. Foul. It's 0-2. He's now 3 for his last 40. And a 3 for... should say he went 3 for 4 on Sunday, so he was 3 for his last 40. Now he's 3 for his last 41. A 10-game hitless streak before Sunday. He went 3 for 4 with a double, an RBI. He also scored 2 runs. Rickey Rennie, the 0-2 to Banfield. Breaking ball swung on. It slapped down the left field line. It's a fair ball, and it rolls into the corner. Conine scores from third. Banfield on his way to second. He is there standing with a one-out double, and the Jumbo Shrimp have evened the game. It's tied at 1 here in the top of the fifth inning. Banfield silences the Camp Day crowd here at AutoZone Park. It brings up Tristan Gray with a chance to give Jacksonville the lead. Runner in scoring position, that's Banfield. We are tied at 1 here in the top of the fifth inning. Left-hander Rickey Rennie checks second twice. His first pitch to Gray. Gray swings at a fastball, chops it foul into the first base dugout. It's 0-1. A great shot by Banfield down the third base line. It was over a leaping attempt by Dunn. Just couldn't nab it out of the air. Well, it's 0-1 with Kay set the pitch. Gray swings, and that ball hits it in the air to right. Walker going back. He's at the track, and it's playable for him. He makes the catch. Throw is cut off by the second baseman, Prieto. And Banfield tags up going first to third. Or second to third, excuse me. And that'll bring up Jonathan Davis. There's 2 outs in the fifth. Jacksonville has tied the game. And Davis has a chance to put the Jumbo Shrimp on top. Davis 0 for 1. The pitch swings. It's a ground ball up the middle. Pass the glove of Sajasi. That's out to center field. Banfield scores from third. The Jumbo Shrimp are on top. An RBI single from Jonathan Davis gives Jacksonville the 2-1 lead here in the top of the fifth inning. Though it was a struggle to start with, Jacksonville had 12 men in a row sent down to start the game. And here they are. 3 of their first 5 batters here in the fifth have reached. Davis takes off. First pitch. Called a strike. Throw to second's offline. And Davis dives in head first with a stolen bag of second. Now it's the Jumbo Shrimp trying to land some haymakers. They have Memphis on the ropes, and they're trying to knock out them here in the top of the fifth inning. Trying to land a big knockout punch. There's 2 outs in the top of the fifth. Count is 0-1 on Guzman. The pitch. He swings and misses. Passed a sinker that was way outside. It's quickly 0-2. The first pitch, or excuse me, the 0-2 to Guzman misses outside. One ball and 2 strikes on Guzman. Rickey set the pitch. Breaking ball cut on and hit foul. Top of the screen behind home plate. One ball, 2 strike count. The pitch to Guzman. He swings, hits that in the air to center field. Scott racing in, slides, and he makes a great catch. Victor Scott, a great read on that sinking line drive to center. Goes to a slide and robs Jonathan Guzman of what could have been a base hit. Jacksonville, though, they come back and they take the lead, leading 2 runs on 3 hits, and they leave 1. Halfway home in this one, we're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Jumbo Shrimp lead against the Redbirds on the road, 2-1. The Jumbo Shrimp Network powered by FIS.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around the Village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Join ViStar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and ViStar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's ViStar. Good is everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter, X. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Home half of the fifth inning, Jacksonville leading the Redbirds 2-1. Wilson Contreras leads off. Juante Belloso ready, the first offering. Contreras takes a fastball high and outside for ball one. Called on the pitch. It looked like Belloso was called for a pitch clock violation. So pitch clock violation on Belloso. It's now two balls and no strikes on Wilson Contreras. It's 2-1 Jacksonville here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Yozo's 2-0 home to Contreras. Breaking ball swung on and lifted foul to the backstop. It's 2-1. Two-one pitch to Contreras, and he lays off a fastball high and away on the corner first strike. That's even now, 2-2. Yozo's 2-2. Fastball off the plate inside. It's full to Contreras. Also, Contreras 1-for-2. He singled back in the third. He reached on an error in the first. He also scored a run that inning. It's the only run that Memphis has scored today. Jacksonville came back with two in the top half of this inning. That's where we stand right now, 2-1. 3-2 to Contreras. Breaking ball swung at and missed. High and away, and there's out number one. Third strikeout for Valente Belloso today, and that'll bring up Matt Capernaum. First pitch to the lefty, and he swings and pounds the ball foul to the ground, first base side. It's 0-1 on Capernaum. Two runs, three hits, two errors for Jacksonville. A run, six hits, no errors for the Redbirds. Capernaum 1-for-2 as well, reached on a fielder's choice in the third. 0-1, Capernaum swings, lines that ball to the backstop. 0-2. singled and was thrown out trying to go to third in the first inning. Infield shifting to pull for Kopernik. Outfield flipped the opposite way. Biyozo drops the hands. The windup in the 0-2. Fastball a little bit upstairs, taken for ball one. Well, 1-2 to Kopernik. Breaking ball taken in the dirt, and it's 2-2. The 2-2 on the way, and he misses outside with a changeup. So Kopernik was down 0-2. He's now battled back to make it 3-2. Full count on Kopernik, one away, the payoff. Fastball swung on and hit our way, and it's just above the press box window. We're ready for it. Well, it's hit up our way, but just hit on just high of the window here. It's a tall window that slides open here at AutoZone Park. The payoff again. Swing, that ball's hit the opposite way, left side, and foul onto the berm. The long pause by Kopernik. Yozo stares in, likes what he sees, hands held at his chest. Now he drops them to the belt, the payoff again. Kopernik swings, a soft ground ball hit to first, diving stop by Johnson. Flip to Yozo, covering the bag, and it's in time, 3-1. And there's out number two. A great stop by Johnston, diving to his glove hand side on top of the first base line. Made a backhanded stop, got to his feet quickly, and Yozo, great wherewithal to race and cover the bag and catch the underhanded toss for out number two, and that'll bring up Lucan Baker. 2-1 on the top, in the bottom of the fifth. Jacksonville on top. Biyozo ready. Winds, kicks, fires the first pitch, and Baker lays off a fastball upstairs for ball one. Two runs, three hits, two errors for the Jumbo Shrimp. A run, six hits, no errors for the Redbirds. In 1-0, Baker lays off. Pitch down and outside, a fastball. Two ball, no strike count. Yozo lifts the hands, infield and outfield straight away. Drops them, the 2-0 to Baker. Breaking ball swung on and popped in the air foul. Ball goes off the underhang behind home plate, and it's 2-1. Well, 2-1 on Baker, the pitch home from Yozo. Fastball swung on and hit high in the air. Center field playable for Macy. Actually jogs in to his left, makes the catch, and the side is retired. A 1-2-3 inning for the Redbirds. The first time they were sent down 1-2-3 today, so nothing across for Memphis. Ends the fifth inning. Jacksonville takes a 2-1 lead to the top of the sixth next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both, and an attorney will personally meet with you? I'm John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
The Tri-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Tri-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game. And is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Tri-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store.
It's time for more Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Top of the order for Jacksonville, Javier Sanoja, Victor Macer Jr., and Jonah Bride. 2-1 Jacksonville in the top of the sixth inning, and the first pitch into Sanoja is a fastball missing outside from new right-hander Nick Robertson. You can shut the door on Nick Riquet beautifully today for the Redbirds. The 1-0 from Robertson, and the righty deals a fastball downstairs inside to Sanoja. Quickly a two-ball, no-strike count on the righty. The pitch. Sanoja takes a fastball up and away. It's quickly three balls and no strikes. The 3-0 to Sanoja takes a fastball for a strike. Runner high. Outside corner. It's 3-1. So the final line for Nick Riquet today. The 3-1. Fastball up and in for ball four. So Sanoja works a leadoff walk. Riquet five innings, three hits, two runs, both earned, no walks. He punched down four. And a great day to start off with. He sent 12 Jumbo Shrimp down to start off the game. Fired all 12 of them. Sanoja on first for Mesa, who's 0 for 2, and he takes a first pitch changeup in the dirt for ball one. One ball, no strike count. Robertson out of the stretch, third base side of the mound. The 1-0, Mesa swings, shoots a hard fly ball to left. Kopierniak was in. Caught him off guard. He had to make a leaping grab shy of the warning track. Did, though, and there's out number one. Nick Robertson, also a major league rehabber from St. Louis. He's 6 feet 5 inches, 235 pounds from Roanoke, Virginia. Pitched in the Red Sox and the Dodgers system last year. Acquired in a trade with the Red Sox. The pitch, Sanoja goes. The pitch to Bryant is down and outside for a ball. Sanoja slides in well ahead of the throw. Jacksonville has their second stolen base of the afternoon. Sanoja swiping second to effectively erase a double play possibility. So it's 1-0. The pitch to Bryant missed down and inside. Well, 1-0 pitch. Fastball down and away for ball two. The 2-0 to Bride, and he takes a fastball downstairs, and it's 3-0. Sanoja stands at second. Bride twirling the bat with the left hand, now rests it over the right shoulder. Open stance, the 3-0. Bride takes all the way. That fastball catches the letters on the inside corner, though. And it's called a strike to make it 3-1. 9 hits today, only 3 of them for Jacksonville. They've played it 2 runs. The 3-1 home, Bryant takes a breaking ball down and outside for ball 4. So a walk, a flyout, and another walk have put the first 2 of the 3 men on base in this inning. That'll bring up Conine. Conine, the first hit and base runner of the day for Jacksonville. He doubled and scored in the 5th inning. A 2-run 5th inning, and it's how Jacksonville flipped the script to make it 2-1. The pitch. Conine swings, shoots a ground ball hard up the middle. It skips under the glove of a diving Sajacy. Sanoha motors around third. He is in without a throw. And Griffin Conine delivers an RBI single. And the Jumbo Shrimp have increased their lead from 1-2. It's 3-1 here in the top of the 6th inning. Bride goes first to second. Sanoha scores on the single. It's 3-1. That brings up Troy Johnston. So the Jumbo Shrimp coming from behind have a lead and are trying to build on it and put this game out of reach. 2-1, 1-out. The pitch to Johnston. Swings at a first pitch fastball. Fouls it back to the screen. It's 0-1. Johnston swings. It's a flare to center. That dunks in for a base hit. Around third, coming home is Bride. The throw from Scott is up and fielded by the catcher. He throws to third, and they get Conine. Bride slides in safely. It's an RBI single for Johnston. Conine was at first. He was thrown out trying to stretch that to third. That one went 8-2-5. So Conine thrown out at third. 2 outs. It's 4-1, however, for Will Banfield. Johnston takes off the pitch. Called a strike. And it's juggled by Raposo. Couldn't get a clean feel for the ball. And Johnston swipes second. So third stolen base today for Jacksonville. And Jumbo Shrimp lead 4-1. 0-1. Banfield takes a fastball down the middle for a strike. The pitch. Banfield takes a fastball down and outside. 1-2. Banfield swings. Fights off a fastball up and outside to the backstop. Make it 1-2 again. Two again. Banfield swings, shoots a sharp ground ball, just fouled on the third base line. And Banfield battling with Robertson. 1-2 still. One ball, 2-strike count. Robertson with a man at second, the 1-2. Breaking ball stays high and outside. Banfield lays off. And it's 2-2. The 1-2 on the way. Swing by Banfield. Liner hits a third. Leaping grab by Dunn. Robbing Banfield of a rocket base hit to left field. What a miraculous play by Nick Dunn, extending his glove high in the air, moving to his left, and he robbed Banfield of his second hit of the day. Jacksonville, though, they had two more runs on two more hits. They leave one, and we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. We are heading to the bottom of the sixth inning with Jacksonville leading 4-1 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage, proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Home half of the sixth inning, 4-1. Cesar Prieto starts us off in the first pitch from Bellozo. It's a breaking ball that falls in over the outside corner at the letters for a strike. Count is 0-1. The 0-1 quickly, Prieto swings, flips that ball in the air, foul just to the left of the radio booth. Two home from Bellozo to Prieto. He swings, fists a ground ball to first. Johnston tries to field it. It takes a hop off the dirt. Guzman picks it up, and Prieto beats out the play. So that was a ball that was jammed on the ground to Johnston. Put his glove right on the dirt and tried to field it as it was rolling to him. And right before it got there, it looked like it ran over a little speed bump and hopped over the mitt. Luckily, Guzman was right there to back him up, but that's the third error of the game for Jacksonville. It's an E3, and that brings up Sajacy. So Johnston played back, waited for the ball to roll to the glove. Sajacy 0-2. The first pitch, he swings, bangs a line drive to left. Davis on the run to his right. Backhands it in the corner, throws it into Gray at third. So it's a single by Sajacy, and now the tying run for Memphis comes to the plate in Nick Dunn. Been on base twice. He reached on the fielder's choice back in the fourth inning. And a base hit back in the second. Dunn, the lefty, with two on, nobody out. In their sixth inning, the pitch. He swings. There goes the bat. It flings to the first base dugout. It's off the netting and bounces down onto the walking area. Luckily, everybody's okay. So it's nothing in one. Dunn will go get some pine tar, trying to get some new grip on the bat. Bellozo, a long pause, the 0-1. Dunn takes a breaking ball in the dirt inside. Now it's one ball and a strike. Two on, nobody out. The bottom of the sixth inning, 4-1 Jacksonville. The pitch. Dunn lays off the breaking ball in the dirt, and it's 2-1. count calls for Bignozzo. 2-1 on Dunn and his offering. Dunn lifts the hands out of the way. That slider missed up and in, and it's 3-1. On Dunn, nobody out. The pitch home. Fastball swung on, lifted to left. Davis racing in. He'll take it on a hop. Can't handle the hop. He feels it next to him, and he throws it in. Everybody moves up one. Dunn, a sinking line drive base hit. Prieto goes second to third. Sejacy first to second, and now some real trouble as Nick Raposo digs in, and that's all that Darren Brown wants to see. He goes immediately out of the dugout, points to the bullpen in right center field, and Jacksonville's going to go to the bullpen. Well, the day is over for Valente Bignozzo. He gives several strong innings, five strong innings for Jacksonville. But he'll leave with the bases loaded and a new pitcher coming in. We'll tell you all about the new Jacksonville pitcher when we come back. Pitching change for the Jumbo Shrimp. They lead 4-1, bases loaded for Memphis in the bottom of the sixth inning on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
WW Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WW Game today at 904-388-2696.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth inning, Nick Raposo into the box. He's 1-for-2. Jacksonville leading 4-1, but Memphis has them on the ropes. The pitch. New pitcher George Soriano is a letter-high slider to Nick Raposo, called a strike. That runs the count to 0-1. So George Soriano, he comes in for Jacksonville. The 0-1 to Raposo, he reaches out, swings and pokes that ball foul. It goes up the first base line. And it's quickly 0-2 on Raposo. Jacksonville has the infield back at double play depth, so Rounders hit, they will concede a run. Triple A this year, he's at a 3.43 ERA, Soriano. No decisions. His 16th appearance, the 0-2. Fastball swung on, hit in the air to right. A shallow fly ball is down for a base hit. One run is in, it's Prieto. Around third, Sejacy throw is not in time. It's a two-run single for Nick Raposo. And the Redbirds cut the deficit to 1-4-3 in the sixth. Prieto scores from third, Sejacy in from second. Dunn goes first to second and holds there. So Soriano had him on the ropes. Raposo put not a great swing on that ball down and away, but got enough good wood on it to hit it in the air to right, and split between Guzman, the second baseman, and Konine, the right fielder. So the top of the order we go with two on, nobody out. The pitch to Scott. He takes a fastball high and away for ball one. Jumbo Shrimp blanking Indianapolis on Sunday. Today, the pitching staff has done all right. The 1-0, Scott squares the bunt. It's a good one. Third base line. Soriano picks it up, fires to first, and it just beats Scott to the bag. Close play, but 1-3 sacrifice. But runners on second and third, and the Jumbo Shrimp going to play the infield in now. I think they have to. So great job by Scott. You'll see on the replay, did he beat it out? And can't tell on the video, but I think he might have squeaked out a base hit. And got a umpire's got away with one. Jumbo Shrimp got lucky. It brings up Jordan Walker, a very good hitter. He's 0-3, the first pitch. Walker takes a letter high fastball in the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Soriano's fired 21 innings coming into tonight. He surrendered 8 runs, all earned on 14 hits with 4 walks and 7 walks, 28 strikeouts. The 0-1, Walker takes a fastball downstairs, but called a strike at the knees, and it's 0-2. 4 runs, 3 hits now on, 4 runs, 5 hits on 3 errors for Jacksonville. 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Redbirds. Infield in for Jacksonville. Runners at second and third for the Redbirds. The 0-2. Walker swings and misses. A letter high fastball for strike three. And there's out number two. First for Soriano. That's going to bring up a pinch hitter. Jared Young's going to come in and pinch hit. And the pitch to the lefty Young. Fastball down and away. Ball, no strikes. Second and third, 2 outs, 1-0. The pitch from Soriano. Young swings, hits a ground ball to first. Johnston fields, underhand tosses to Soriano. That's in time. And the side is retired, but the Redbirds, they get back on the board. They played 2 runs in the inning on 3 hits, and 2 men were left on base. We go to the 7th inning. Jacksonville in front of Memphis just by 1. It's 4-3. On the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around the village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Join ViStar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and ViStar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's ViStar. Good is everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter, X. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
He can shut the book on Nick Robertson. The first pitch into Tristan Gray. It's a breaking ball that missed down and outside for ball one. So Connor Thomas comes in. A pitch to Gray. Misses with a fastball down and away. As quickly, two balls and no strikes. Thomas, a quick left-handed pitcher. Pitch. Gray swings, fights that off in the air to center. Scott racing in. He can't get there. And dunks in right in front of him. And Tristan Gray has his first hit of the afternoon. He's one for three. So Connor Thomas, 5'11", 173-pound lefty from Tifton, Georgia. Fifth-round pick by the St. Louis Cardinals in 2019. Nick Robertson, one inning, two runs on two hits, both earned. Walk two, didn't register a strikeout. Jonathan Davis digs in, one for two with an RBI base hit. That was back in the fifth inning. 4-3 our score. Davis squares the bunt, misses it, and it's 0-1. Memphis got the scoring started with a run in the bottom of the first. Jacksonville answered with two in the fifth and two in the sixth. Redbirds had a bases loaded, nobody out situation. They plated two more that inning. The 0-1, Davis takes a breaking ball high and outside for ball one. So it's 1-1 on Davis. Jacksonville holding the lead by one. It's 4-3. They have committed three errors today. The uncharacteristic of a Jumbo Shrimp team, the 1-1. Davis takes a fastball outside. Ball two. As a team, Jacksonville has only committed three errors once this season. When they have committed three errors, they've been the winner. The 2-1 to Davis. He swings. It's a bouncing ball up the middle. Glove backhanded by Prieto. Steps on second for one. Off balance throw to first. That's in time. A 4-6-3 twin killing. Four-three double play. Jonathan Guzman into the box. First pitch, Guzman takes a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. Down is 0-1. Pitch, Guzman swings at a breaking ball, taps it straight down. Well, it's nothing and two on Guzman. Right now he's 0 for 2 today. His average sits at 168 on the AAA season. The 0-2, he swings and misses. Fishes for a breaking ball, can't get it in the dirt. And Connor Thomas has a strikeout. It's a 1-2-3 inning. Thomas, his first punch out. Jacksonville sent down in order. No runs, a hit, nobody left. Wherever you're listening from, it's time to stretch here at AutoZone Park as we go to the bottom of the seventh. Jacksonville holding on to a 4-3 lead on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
W Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WW Game today at 904-388-2600.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Kids can feel like the pros for each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite families onto the field for a pregame catch, and after the final out is recorded, kids get to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark. Also, each Sunday contest will feature three face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days, presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio
Network. Matt Kopierniak starts off the bottom of the seventh for the Redbirds. First pitch from Soriano. Kopierniak takes a fastball at the letters inside corner for a strike. It's nothing and one. Kopierniak, Baker, and Prieto, that's the duo. It's 4-3 Jacksonville. The bottom of the seventh, the 0-1 from Soriano. Kopierniak takes a fastball way high upstairs. It's 1-1. Not humid here in Memphis. 85 degrees, very cloudy. The 1-1 pitch, Kopierniak takes a changeup up and in, called a strike, and it's 1-2. Now that the inning, sixth inning closed, the pitch. Kopierniak swings, it's a bullet on the ground to second. Guzman fields, shuffles once, throws to first. He's out number one. Final line for Valente Villoso, four innings, seven hits, two runs, only one of them earned. Punched out three. I'm going to bring up Lucan Baker, who's 0 for 2 of the one. Field and outfield straight away. Pitch to Baker. Swings and misses. Through a good fastball at 95 at the letters. It's 0-1. The 0-1. Fastball misses up and in for a ball. It's 1-1. One ball and one strike. On Baker, Soriano's pitch. Baker swings and misses. Fastball up and in. And it's 1-2. One and two, Soriano lines up. First base side of the mound. Comes set at the belt. And is 1-2 home. Fastball swung on and hit in the air to center. Mesa charges in and angles into his left. All hangs up for him. He makes the catch, and there's out number two. That'll bring up Cesar Prieto. He's been a beneficiary of a couple of defensive miscues for Jacksonville. Reached on an error in the sixth. He doubled in the fourth, and he reached on another error back in the first inning. 4-3 Jacksonville, bottom of the seventh inning. First offering, the lefty Prieto swings. It's a fly ball to left. Hangs up for Davis. He charges in. Makes the catch at his chest, and that retires the sign. So a three-up, three-down inning for George Soriano in the seventh. Nothing across for the Redbirds. Brings us to the eighth inning next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, discounts on parking passes and merchandise, a personal sales representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, voices of black baseball. Get your East-West class and tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Connor Thomas comes out for his second inning of work out of the bullpen. He'll deal with the top of the order for the Redbirds. Sanoha, Mesa Jr., and Bride. It's 4-3 Jacksonville. The first pitch, Sanoha squares the bunt, hits it down the first base side. Thomas picks it up, tries to race over and tag Sanoha, but the shortstop is too quick, and it's just out of the reach of Thomas as he tried to extend his glove for a tag. An infield single for Javier Sanoha. Jacksonville has their leadoff man aboard. Well, that'll bring up Mesa, who's 0 for 3. Looking for his first hit. The pitch. Squares to bunt. Can't come up with it, though. It's tipped into the glove of the catcher, Raposo. It's nothing in one. Jacksonville leading 4-3 in the top of the eighth inning. Right, for an opening game win. They have a lot of success here in Memphis. The 0-1. Mesa takes. Cutter down and away. It's 1-1. A lot of success here over the last three seasons. Coming into today, the Jumbo Shrimp have won 36 of 53 against the Redbirds. They play pretty well here as well. Move over to first, Sanoha backstage. Give you an idea, the Jumbo Shrimp came into the International League after playing there in the 60s. Their first season back was 2021. 1-1. Mesa swings, shoots a line drive over a leaping second baseman, Prieto. That's into right field for a base hit. So Victor Mesa Jr., his first hit today. He's 1-for-4. And that will bring up Jonah Bryant. Sanoha goes first to second. Bryant 0-for-2. He did walk and score back in the sixth inning. In 53 games against the Redbirds. Jacksonville, the first pitch into Bride, misses outside, a changeup for ball one. At least here in Memphis, they've hit extraordinarily against the Redbirds here at AutoZone Park. The 1-0 fastball misses downstairs and inside for ball two. They're slashing 291, 358, 486. Their OPS is 844. They have 52 home runs here at AutoZone Park. Thomas Rennie with two on the 2-0. Bryant takes a breaking ball for a strike on the inside corner at the knees. It's 2-1. 52 homers at AutoZone Park. 213 runs driven in before tonight. And since 2021, the 2-1 pitch, a fastball missing downstairs to Bryant. It's 3-1. Those 52 homers for Jacksonville here at AutoZone Park, they are the third most hit in any opposing ballpark for the Jumbo Shrimp since 2021. It's the first year they've been members of the International League since the 60s. The two teams that they're hit the most in is Bryant takes a 3-1 fastball high and away on the corner for a strike, and that fills it up 3-2. They've obviously hit over 200 home runs at 1-2-1 financial ballpark since 2021. The payoff home, Bryant swings, hits a ground ball just down the fair line into the right field corner. Around third, Sanoha, he comes around to score. Mesa waved around third, he's in as well. The throw is cut off by the second baseman, Prieto. And Bryant smacks a ground ball down the first base line into the right field corner for a two-run double. And the Jumbo Shrimp have squeaked back out. They lead by 3. It's 6-3. Here in the eighth inning, they're pulling away late, and that's what you want. As Griffin Conine digs in against Thomas. Conine today, 2-for-3 the first pitch. He takes a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. So Jacksonville, the most home runs they've hit in an opposing ballpark is 60. And they've hit 60 home runs in Durham Bulls Athletic Park. 0-1. Conine swings. It's that ball in the air to left center. It's playable for Kopierniak. He goes over to his left, makes the catch. Retires the first out of the inning. The second most home runs in an opposing ballpark for Jacksonville is 58. And they've hit 58 home runs at Truist Field. That's home of the Charlotte Knights in Uptown Charlotte. And here at AutoZone Park, they've clubbed 52 home runs, the third most against any opposing team in an opposing ballpark. The pitch to Johnson, he waves and misses at an outside slider. It's 0-1. 6 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for Jacksonville. 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Redbirds. Thomas looks at second, comes home, the 0-1. Slider hit and foul to the backstop. It's 0-2. Two. Pitch to Johnston. Swing, shoots a line drive back up the middle through to center field. Bryant gets the stop sign at third. Johnston on his second base knock of the day. Now runners at the corner. Now that's going to bring out a mound visit. Darwin Marrero, the pitching coach for the Redbirds. 6-3, 10 hits for Jacksonville, 3 errors. 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Redbirds. So while the Jumbo Shrimp, they struggled in the first half of this game. They were down 1-0 until the fifth inning. They didn't get their first hit until the fifth inning. They had 12 straight men retired through the first four. Then they came roaring back. Griffin Conine led off with a double. Two batters later, he scored on a double from Will Banfield. After a fly out to Gray, Jonathan Davis smacked an RBI single. That played at Banfield. Well, Banfield into the box as we talk about it. Bring him up as he had an RBI double to tie the game in the fifth. He takes the first pitch changeup downstairs. It's 1-0. The 1-0 is a fastball missing way down and inside for ball two. 6 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Jacksonville. 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Memphis. A 2-0, Banfield swings, skies a pop-up, right side, way out of play, near the Coors Light chill zone, and a lot of campers racing for that free souvenir as it fell to the lower seating bowl. Well, it's 2-1 on Banfield. Runners at the corners with one away in the top of the eighth inning. The pitch. Banfield swings, shoots a line drive over a leaping shortstop, Sejasi, down in the left center field. Bryant in from third. Johnston motors around second, pulls into third standing. It's an RBI single for Will Banfield, and he's been scorching hot since coming off that 0-36 slump. His second RBI of the game. And it gives Jacksonville a 7-3 lead here in the eighth. That'll bring up Tristan Gray. He singled his last plate appearance. First pitch, Gray takes a fastball down and away for a ball that's 1-0. One oh count, runners at the corner still, the pitch. Gray swings and misses at a slider buried down and away for a ball. It's 1-1. One One ball and one strike, one away. The pitch to Gray. He checks his swing, but he went around. Breaking ball down and outside. Anthony Perez, the home plate umpire, says he went around. It's 1-2 on Gray. One away. Top of the eighth inning. Jacksonville, 3 runs home this inning. They lead 7-3 on 11 hits. 1-2. Breaking ball swung at and missed by Gray for strike 3. Connor Thomas has his second strikeout of the afternoon. That'll bring up Jonathan Davis with 2 outs, runners at the corners. The first pitch to Davis, he takes a cutter up and in. Ball, it's 1-0. Swinging a bouncing ball rolled to third. Scooped up by Dunn. He fires across the diamond to first, and that retires the sun. Jacksonville, though they increased that lead, it's up to 4, 7-3. 3 runs crossed the plate in the inning on 5 hits, and they leave 2. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Jumbo Shrimp are controlling a 4-run lead, 7-3. Bottom of the eighth up next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around the Village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Join ViStar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and ViStar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's ViStar Good is Everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter, X. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Bottom of the eighth inning in Memphis, Tennessee. It's the bottom third of the order for the Redbirds. So J.C. Dunn and Raposo. First pitch to the righty, J.C. Soriano fires in a letter-high fastball in the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Ninth inning up next. 0-1. So J.C. takes a fastball high and away. It's 1-1 off the plate. Jacksonville, 4 runs in the first, or excuse me, 4 runs in the fifth and sixth inning after falling behind 1-0 in the first. The 1-1, so J.C. lays off a fastball at the letters on the corner. Outside, it's 1-2. But Jacksonville had the first 12 men of the game sent down. So they went scoreless through the first 4. They were trailing 1-0 until outburst in the fifth as the 1-2 is smacked foul to the backstop. J.C. stays alive. 2 in the fifth, 2 in the sixth. They took a 4-1 lead. Memphis cut the deficit to 1 after they played it 2 in the sixth inning. 2 errors were committed that inning by Jacksonville. The 1-2 on the way. Swing and a high fly ball hit out to left center. Mesa comes in, angles to his right, makes the catch, and there's out number 1. After that, both teams put a 0 up on the board in the seventh. The Jumbo Shrimp added 3 more in the top half of the eighth. They lead 7-3 on 11 hits with 3 errors. 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Redbirds. Nick Dunn has had a really good day. He's reached base in all three of his plate appearances. He's 2 for 3 today. The first pitch to the lefty takes a fastball high and away for ball one. It's a steamy day here in Memphis. Was thunderstorming all day yesterday when the plane landed. We're in the middle of a thunderstorm. 1-0 to Dunn. Fastball missed outside from Soriano. It's 2-0. It was raining this morning, I think in the early hours. Grounds crew did a good job of getting the field ready and playable. It really looked that way to start off. The 2-0. Off-speed pitch missed away to Dunn, and it's 3-0. Like they had to cover the field Monday and didn't get a lot of prep time with it until maybe today. But they've made it playable, and we're underway. We're here in the eighth inning. The 3-0 to Dunn. He takes all the way. That fastball misses up and in for ball four. Well, the first walk issued by Soriano since taking over in the sixth inning. Just the second walk of the game for Jacksonville pitchers. It brings up Nick Raposo, who has 2 hits in his last 2 plate appearances. He's 2 for 3. Soriano's first pitch, Raposo takes a fastball outside for ball one. That's 5 balls in a row delivered by Soriano. Jacksonville does have a man up in their bullpen. Looks like it's Usak Go. 1-0 to Raposo. He takes a letter high fastball down the middle for a strike. It's 1-1. 7 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors for Jacksonville. 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Redbirds. Infield at double play depth, outfield straight ahead. 1-1, Raposo swings, hits it in the air. Shallow left, Sanoha the shortstop out onto the outfield grass, makes the catch. And that'll be out number 2 as top of the order, Victor Scott steps in. First pitch to Victor Scott. He takes a fastball down and inside, ball one. Scott 1 for 3. Sacrifice bunt in the sixth inning. He singled in the fourth. Error ground outs to the shortstop Sanoha in the second. To the first baseman Johnston to lead off the bottom of the first inning. The 1-0. Scott swings. Little number third base sign. It's gloved in the hole by Sanoha. And he has no play anywhere. The ball wasn't hit incredibly hard off the bat of Scott. It was almost like it was off the tail end of the bat. He placed it perfectly, though. It was split in between Gray and Sanoha on the left side of the infield. Noha was able to get there, but couldn't make a play on it. Dunn goes up to second safely. Scott into first, both without a play. And that'll bring up Jordan Walker. First pitch to Walker. Takes a fastball on the outside corner. Just off the plate, though. It's 1-0. Two on, two out. The pitch to Walker. He takes a fastball down and away off the plate. It's 2-0. And now Banfield's going to go out and talk with George Soriano. On deck is Matt Kupierniak. Meeting adjourned between Banfield and Soriano. 7-3, Jacksonville up by 4. Here in the bottom of the 8th inning, Walker ready. Open stance right side of the plate, the 2-0. He takes a fastball outside, and it's 3-0. So Soriano in danger of walking the bases loaded. Walk, single. 2-out infield single for Scott. He's got nowhere. He doesn't want to put Walker on the pitch. Home. Fastball hit in the air. Right field. Conine comes in. Then he takes 3 steps back into his right and makes the catch. And threat neutralized, side retired. No runs, a hit to left. The eighth inning for the Redbirds. Heading to the ninth. It's 7-3 Jacksonville on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Your best friend in baseball. Does it get any better? Here's something that will make you bark. Forever Vets Canines and Crustaceans Dog Days return to 121 Financial Ballpark in 2024. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friend on April 21st, May 14th, June 12th, July 30th, and September 18th. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. If dogs are not your style, the Jumbo Shrimp will also hold a Purr in the Park Cat Day on May 28th. When cats are admitted to 121 Financial Ballpark for free with the purchase of one ticket by their human companion. Throw your buddy a bone and head to the park. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Back to the park for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Top of the ninth inning, new pitcher in for the Memphis Redbirds is right-hander Victor Santos. 6'1", 240-pound, 23-year-old, and his first pitch to Jonathan Guzman. Fastball taken high and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. He started most of the season for Memphis, the 1-0. Guzman takes a fastball outside for ball two. Till he went on the injured list. Moved to the bullpen. He's from Villa Tapia in the Dominican Republic. Did not pitch last year, was covering from an injury. The 2-0 to Guzman, he takes a fastball outside again, and it's 3-0. Acquired in the trade with Boston, so he and Nick Robertson acquired in the trade that sent Tyler O'Neill to the Red Sox. The 3-0 to Guzman, fastball right down the middle for a strike, and it's 3-1. Seven runs, 11 hits, three errors for Jacksonville. Three runs, 10 hits, no errors. For the Redbirds, the 3-1, Guzman lays off a high fastball for ball four. Five-pitch walk, Guzman on for the first time today. That'll bring up Javier Sanoja. First pitch to Sanoja. The righty takes a breaking ball down and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Sanoja singled for his first hit of the game back in the eighth inning. Later came around to score. He walked and scored in the sixth inning. And a pair of groundouts in the fourth and the first. Santos ready. Checks Guzman at first. The 1-0. Sanoja takes a fastball. Called a strike. Bottom of the zone outside corner. It's 1-1. Jumbo Shrimp looking to make it two in a row after winning on Sunday 5-0 over the Indianapolis Indians. Santos ready. Third baseman Dunn plays in on the grass at third. The pitch. Sanoja lays off a high fastball. It's 2-1. Now it's kind of thinned out here with camp day. Still a good amount of campers left over, but seating bowl is kind of thinned out. Guzman leads at first. It's 2-1 to Sanoja. Santos ready to pitch. Sanoja swings, lines that fastball back to the screen behind home plate. It's 2-2. Jumbo Shrimp will return home next week to take on the Nashville Sounds. They'll have a camp day of their own, Big Splash Day. You're not going to want to miss it. For tickets, you can call the Jumbo Shrimp ticket office. The 2-2. Sanoja takes a fastball high and outside. Ball three and the count is full.
7-4. Throw over to first, and Elhan dives back safely. All right, it's 904-358-2846. The 3-2 runner goes. So Noha swings, golfs that ball in the air, right side, out of play. And we'll do the 3-2 again. So and tickets for Big Splash Day, it's Wednesday, June 26th, 12:05 first pitch. 904-358-2846. Also shoot an email to info@jaxshrimp.com. 3-2 runner goes again. Sanoha swings, fights off that inside pitch to the backstop, and we'll do the payoff pitch once again. Jumbo Shrimp trying a 3-2 hit and run with Guzman at first. Got good speed. Sanoha also good speed. He's also swinging a really good bat right now. Infield at double play depth. Outfield straight away for Sanoha. Guzman out to a lead. The 3-2, he goes again. The pitch. Sanoha swings, smacks it in the air to center. Scott racing in, lays out for a dive and makes the catch. Guzman back to first. It goes off him. And it kicks down the first baseline. Victor Santos, the pitcher, scoops it up. Guzman stays at first. A great diving catch, though, by Victor Scott. Sanoha put a good swing on that ball. Was tailing away from Scott to shallow right center. Scott got a good read, laid out full extension. A Superman dive and came up with a diving catch. Out number one, it brings up Victor Mesa Jr. He singled and scored in the eighth. He takes a first pitch breaking ball outside. It's 1-0. Guzman at first, spinning a throw over. He's back safely. A 1-0. Mesa swings, golfs that ball in the air left side, way out of play. On top of the foul berm down the left field line. It's 1-1. Mesa swings, lines that fastball foul to the backstop. It's 1-2. Santos, he's 1-4 on the year with Memphis. 6.14 ERA. Struggled a little bit here in AAA to start his year off. One ball, two strike count. Guzman has a lead at first. The pitch to Mesa. Breaking ball, swung on and missed for strike three. And there's out number two. Santos, his first strikeout. That'll bring up Jonah Brock. One tap of home plate for Brock. Guzman at first. He walked to lead off the inning. Santos ready to pitch. Brock lays off. Fastball down the middle for a strike. It's nothing and one. Jonah Bryant today, he's 1-for-3. Walked and scored in the sixth innings. Doubled home two runs in the eighth. Struck out swinging in the fourth and lined out to the shortstop in the first. 0-1. Bryant lays off a good breaking ball down the middle for a strike, and it's nothing and two. Out of the ninth, Usuk Go is warming up in the bullpen, so we'll most likely see him. It'll be Jared Young, pinch hit for Wilson Contreras in the sixth inning, followed by Matt Kaperniak and Lucan Baker. 0-2. Fastball swung on and lifted foul down the right field line. Out of play. That ball bounced into the
Coors Light Chill Zone down the right field line on the second floor mezzanine level. Fan came away with that. 7-3 our score. Jumbo Shrimp trailed 1-0 heading to the fifth after 12 straight men were retired. 0-2, Bryant swings a little jam shot, ground ball back to the mound. It pops out of the glove of Santos. He recovers, picks it up with the bare hand, and fires over to first to retire the side. After 12 straight men retired, Jacksonville took the lead and never looked back. 2 in the fifth, 2 in the sixth, 3 in the eighth. Memphis got 2 in the sixth, but that three-run eighth pushed the deficit up to 4. It's 7-3 for the Jumbo Shrimp. No runs, no hits, and one man left. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Jacksonville in front of the Redbirds, 7-3 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Are you ready for a home run in your financial game? At EverBank, we're serious about making sure your hard-earned money goes the distance. Open an EverBank Performance Savings account and score serious savings. See what you could earn at EverBank.com. EverBank, advantage you. EverBank is a member of the FDIC and is a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
Whether you're getting a group of friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Whether it's for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, civic organization events, or just getting people together, the Jumbo Shrimp have the perfect setup for a memorable group experience for fans of all ages. With special group ticket rates and beautiful group areas throughout 121 Financial Ballpark, for more information, please call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp ticket representative at 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
It's time for more Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Home half of the ninth inning. The Jumbo Shrimp had a lead since the fifth inning. They fell behind 1-0 after the bottom of the first. After they had 12 men retired, they took the lead in the fifth, and they haven't looked back. Two in the fifth inning for Jacksonville, followed by two in the sixth inning. And then a three-run eighth inning has made this a 7-3 ball game. Jared Young leads off for the Memphis Redbirds. He'll face off new right-hander Usuk Gone. The first pitch fastball is taken down and outside to the lefty. It's 1-0. Seven runs, 11 hits, three errors for Jacksonville. Goes 1-0. It's a swing and a foul tip back to the door behind home plate. It's 1-1. Usuk Go, 1-0, a 2.92 ERA with AAA Jacksonville. Martin and the Luis Arraez trade a couple months ago with San Diego. Go signed a really good contract when he was signed by the Padres out of Korea. The pitch, fastball missed upstairs, ball two. The 2-1 to Young, and the lefty takes a fastball high and away. All three pitched KBO LG Twins in 2017. 2019 to 2023 at a 2.939 ERA. The pitch, Young swings and fouls that 3-1 fastball back to the screen behind home plate. It's 3-2. He signed in January of 2024 a two-year, $4.5 million contract with the Padres. He was then optioned to AA San Antonio to begin the season. Struggled in spring training, had a 12-plus ERA. The payoff home to Young is a fastball top of the zone, inside corner for strike three. So Young goes down looking at strike three. It's the first punch out for Go. And And the Redbirds are down to their final 2 outs as Matt Kerperniak digs in. Oh, again, acquired by the Marlins in the trade with the Padres. The pitch. Kerperniak swings, bouncing ball down the first baseline, past the outstretched glove of a diving Troy Johnston. That rolls into the corner. Kerperniak motors to second. Ball is cut off by the second baseman, Guzman. It's a one-out double for Kerperniak, and that'll bring up Lucan Baker. Padres traded Jacob Marcy, Nathan Martorella, and Dylan Head to the Marlins in exchange for Louisa Rimes. On May 30th, Go cleared waivers. He was sent outright to Jacksonville on June 4th. He's been here for a little over a month. 2.84 ERA with Jacksonville. He's thrown incredibly well. The pitch to Baker is a fastball taken high and outside for a ball. It's 1-0. KBO stats for Go. He was 19-26 in 6 seasons with the LG Twins. 1-0. Baker takes a fastball outside. It's 2-0. 3.18 ERA, 139 saves, 401 strikeouts. The 2-0 pitch to Banker. He takes a low fastball, and it's 3-0. The 3-0, Banker takes a fastball just below the knees for strike three, or excuse me, for ball four. A strikeout, a double, and a walk brings up Cesar Prieto. 7-3 game. They've brought out Go to slam the door shut. Got Young. Looking at strike three. First pitch, and the lefty Prieto takes a cutter inside. It's 1-0, so 5 straight balls. For Go. 2 on, 1 out, the 1-0. Swing, pop up, hit foul, left side out of play, and it's 1-1. Pitch came in today at 12:08. One and one count. Kerperniak at second, Baker at first. Time called by Prieto. Prieto today 1-for-4. Line out to left in the seventh, and he reached on an error in the sixth. Doubled in the fourth. Reached on an error in the first. One and one. Go out of the stretch. Third base side of the mound. The pitch. Fastball swung on and lifted to left. Davis on the run near the line in the corner. It's Allen onto the burn. One ball, 2-strike count. The pitch to Prieto. He swings and bangs a line drive. Foul heads up down there. It's off, luckily, an empty seat back, and a lot of campers that are left over scamper for that souvenir. Whew. 101 miles per hour screamer off the bat of Prieto down the right field line. The pitch, Prieto swings, hits it high in the air. Playable to left center. Mesa jogs in, reaches up, makes the catch on top of the navy blue ball cap. And the Memphis Redbirds are down to their final out here this afternoon. Jacksonville leading 7-3. Jumbo Shrimp leads 7-3. Sit JC, who's 1-for-4, digs in. Redbirds down to their final out. The first pitch. So JC swings, rips a line drive to left center. That is down for a base hit. Kaperniak waved around third. Heading home, the throw goes to second. An RBI base knock for Thomas Sajasi. Redbirds draw a little bit closer at 7-4. And now with two on and two out, they'll bring the tying run to the plate. Baker goes first to second, stops there. So the tying run comes to the plate in Nick Dunn. Now the last time Dunn hit against Jacksonville in the late innings, he hit a walk-off home run. He can't do it here, but he gets into one. It'll tie it up. It's 7-4 in the bottom of the ninth. Pitch to Dunn. He takes a high fastball. It's 1-0. Now Dunn been on base in every plate appearance today. He's 2-for-3, though. He walked in the eighth, singled in the sixth, reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth, and he singled back in the second inning. The 1-0. Dunn swings, a line drive, shot back up the middle. That's through. Baker gets the stop sign at third. The bases are loaded as Nick Dunn has reached again. He's been on base in every plate appearance. He's 3-for-4 today. That'll bring up Nick Raposo. So the winning run is at the plate. Bases loaded. Raposo is going to get pinch hit for. And it is Alfonso Rivas who will come in and pinch hit for Raposo. So the Redbirds are going to go lefty-righty with Go on the mound, who's a right-handed thrower. They're going to pinch hit, bring in Alfonso Rivas to hit for the catcher, Nick Raposo. First offering, Rivas takes a fastball high and away. It's 1-0. Wind still blows out to left. The winning run is at the plate. It's Alfonso Rivas. It's 7-4 in the bottom of the ninth inning. The pitch from Go to Rivas. He swings. It's a bouncing ball to second. Fielded by Guzman. He gallops and throws to first. Shrimp win. 7-3. They hang on after the Redbirds brought the winning run to the plate and Rivas grounds out on a 1-0 fastball. In the ninth inning, the Redbirds, they played one run on three hits and they strand the bases loaded. Got the Tonals and Shrimp Wrap coming up next. The Jumbo Shrimp get back-to-back wins after splitting Indianapolis. They've won two in a row since Sunday. Got the Tonals up next, followed by Shrimp Wrap on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, are you ready for a home run in your financial game? At EverBank, we're serious about making sure your hard-earned money goes the distance. Open an EverBank Performance Savings account and score serious savings. See what you could earn at everbank.com. EverBank, advantage you. EverBank is a member of the FDIC and is a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both and an attorney will personally meet with you? I'm John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Back at AutoZone Park, the Jumbo Shrimp winners in the first of six here at AutoZone Park. Seven runs, 11 hits, and three errors. Jacksonville left five men on base. On the other side for the Redbirds, four runs, 13 hits, no errors. They left 14 men on base. Jacksonville 7 for 14 with runners in scoring position. The Redbirds were just 5 for 14 with runners in scoring position here this afternoon. First pitch came in at 12:08. The final out was made at 2:46. A total time of 2 hours and 36 minutes. 83 degrees and cloudy. Valente Bellozo gets the win after entering in relief of Brian Hoeing. And the losing pitcher is Nick Robertson. With Triple A Memphis, Robertson loses his first decision. He is 0-1. We've got Shrimp Wrap up next. And Jacksonville winners. They improved to 32-38. The Redbirds fall to 36-34. Shrimp Wrap up next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Another exciting Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp game is in the books. We'll recap today's game and check out scores from around baseball and the Miami Marlins farm system. Here's your host for Shrimp Wrap, Matt Davis.
Welcome back to Shrimp Wrap, the Jumbo Shrimp lockup. An opening win in this six-game set, 7-4. Against the Memphis Redbirds. It's time to tell you how this game happened in 2 hours and 36 minutes. It was a 7-4 win for Jacksonville, and it didn't start off that hot. The Redbirds got on the board early. As the Redbirds taking an early 1-0 lead with two outs, Wilson Contreras reached on an error. Matt Kopierniak single. That allowed Contreras to go first to third. Baker walked with the bases loaded. Cesar Prieto, he reached on a fielding error. Missed catch by Brian Hoeing. That allowed Contreras to score from third on the error. And Kopierniak, what ended the inning on that same play, Kopierniak decided to go from second to third. He went first to second on the walk. He was thrown out at third, trying to score, 1-6-2. And that ended the first inning. So it gave Memphis the early 1-0 advantage. Jacksonville had the first 12 men in the lineup retired. So the starter, Nick Riquet, he had a perfect game going in the fifth inning. Through five innings, but he got tagged for a couple runs by Jacksonville. Conine led off with a double, the first hit and runner of the day for the Jumbo Shrimp. Two batters later, Will Banfield even the game with an RBI double. And two batters after that, Jonathan Davis gave Jacksonville a lead with an RBI single. The Jumbo Shrimp after that, they never looked back. They added two more runs in the sixth inning. It was Javier Sanofa working a leadoff walk. Two batters later, Jonah Bride walked, and Griffin Conine drove in Sanofa with an RBI single. On that same play, Bride, he went to second as Troy Johnston, the immediate next at-bat, lined a single to right field for a base hit, and that would score Bride to make it 4-1 Jacksonville. The Redbirds, though, they didn't go away. They added two runs of their own. The bottom of the sixth inning to cut it to a one-run deficit. Prieto reached on an error. He went to second on a single by Sejasi, and Dunn singled to load the bases. Nick Raposo smacked a two-run single back up the chute to center field. That made it 4-3 as Prieto scored from third and Sejasi scored from second. That's all she wrote, though, as Valente Bellozo got a groundout, a strikeout, and another groundout to Jared Young, who was pinch-hitting for Wilson Contreras. That ended the threat in the sixth inning. And from there, well, the Jumbo Shrimp took over. They added three more runs in the eighth to take a 7-3 lead. Sanoha singled his first hit of the game. Mesa then singled for his first hit of the game. And they both scored on a two-run double from Jonah Bryant. At the time, that pushed the lead up to 6-3. After a fly-up by Conine, Troy Johnston singled. That allowed Jonah Bryant to go second to third as Will Banfield knocked in his second run of the day, singling to score Jonah Bryant to give Jacksonville a 7-3 lead. The Redbirds did rally in the ninth inning. They had seven men come to the plate. Jared Young struck out, but Kopierniak doubled. Baker walked. So with two on, things are starting to look a little interesting for Usuk Go. He got Cesar Prieto to fly out to center. That put two outs on the board. But with two outs, the Redbirds sprang to life. Thomas Ajayi quickly singled to score Kopierniak to make it 7-4. Nick Dunn then singled to load the bases, and that allowed Memphis to bring the winning run to the plate with the bases loaded. It would have been Nick Raposo, but Raposo was lifted for a pinch hitter. It was Alfonso Rivas who was brought on to hit for Nick Raposo. And Usuk Go held a first pitch breaking ball that missed the zone, but Rivas tried to swing hard at a 1-0 pitch. He ended up grounding out to Jonathan Guzman at second to end the game and solidify Jacksonville's first win in this series. 2 hours and 36 minutes after first pitch, the Jumbo Shrimp have locked up their first win in this series, 7-4. We have more on Shrimp Wrap next. We'll take a look around the International League and get you ready for first pitch tomorrow at 8:05 Eastern as Shrimp Wrap continues next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around the Village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Join ViStar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and ViStar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's ViStar. Good is everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter, X. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Back for the final segment of the Shrimp Wrap. The Jumbo Shrimp lock up the first win of the series, 7-4 and 6 with the Redbirds. As we take a look at what else is going on around baseball, we'll take a look at the International League scoreboard. As not a lot to say. There's only two games going on right now. Everybody else is later tonight. Louisville and Omaha played at the same time, 1:05 Eastern. It was the Omaha Storm Chasers winning 9-4. Jacksonville beats Memphis 7-4. Everybody else says first pitches later tonight. Scranton Wilkes-Barre hosts Buffalo at 6:35. At 6:35 Eastern, it's Syracuse hosting Rochester as well. At 6:45, it's the Worcester Red Sox hosting the Columbus Clippers. At 7:04, Charlotte hosts Gwinnett. 7:05, Indianapolis hosts Iowa, and Lehigh Valley hosts Norfolk. At 7:35, Nashville hosts Durham, and at 8:07, St. Paul hosts Toledo. That's it for the International League scoreboard around the Marlins system. Tonight, Marlins have a first pitch and home against the St. Louis Cardinals at 6:10. Triple-A Jacksonville, winners 7-4 over the Memphis Redbirds. Double-A Pensacola is the first pitch with Chattanooga at 7:05 Eastern from Pensacola. High-A Beloit, 7:35 Eastern, hosting Lansing. Low-A Jupiter hosting Clearwater at 6:30. The FCL Astros beat the FCL Marlins 4-3. And tonight, or this afternoon, I should say, in the DSL, they were able to get one in. DSL Miami beats DSL Tigers 2-11-7. It was Medina getting the win. Ramirez the loss. He's 1-2 with a 9.53 ERA for Tigers 2. And Cuevas locks up his third save of the season for DSL Miami. DSL Marlins, they were all over DSL Tigers 1 before the rain came in. That game was suspended in the bottom of the fifth inning. DSL Tigers 1 had the bases loaded and nobody out. So they'll resume that game tomorrow as it was 7-0 for DSL Marlins. That does it for the scoreboard check in the Marlins system. And that'll just about do it for us here on this edition of Shrimp Wrap. Jacksonville has the first pitch tomorrow with the Memphis Redbirds. First pitch at 8:05 Eastern, and it'll be on ESPN 690 and ESPN690.com. We're back on ESPN 690 for the rest of the series. For my broadcast partner, Scott Kornberg, and the rest of the Jumbo Shrimp Media Department and front office, my name is Matt Davis. Hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday afternoon and night. Look forward to speaking with you all tomorrow at 8:05 Eastern for some Jumbo Shrimp baseball from Memphis, Tennessee, on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Listening to this presentation of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Thanks to Ken Babby, Jim Fander, Sean Carlson, Harold Kroll, Noel Blaha, Linda McNabb, Matt Goudreau, and the rest of the Jumbo Shrimp front office for their support. For more information on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, visit jackshrimp.com. Once again, thanks for joining us on the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.